Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
Today's Gospel contains one of those scenes that anticipated the trial of Jesus. So many voices were heard challenging each other that you don't know what to think. And this is meant to replicate what happens inside our souls. Each important decision, each battle with temptation, includes a number of voices. Notice that some of the voices in this Gospel speak in the name of reason, but others do so in the name of sensibilities, interest groups, and fears, just as it happens within us. Can you identify what each of these voices may represent in you? Clearly, there are two main camps: those who believed in Jesus and those who rejected him. Notice, on the one hand, the reasons why many believed. Not because it was easy to follow what he taught, but because it rang true. His words reminded them of the prophets of old. Also because of the miracles he did. And because he was inspiring, as even the guards confessed when they returned empty-handed. No one had ever spoken like him. On the other hand, mark why those on the other camp rejected him. A lot of the reasons came from prejudice. The crowd couldn't be right, they said. Or a prophet couldn't come from Galilee. Notice the pressure they exerted. They quoted as a reason that none of the authorities had recognized Jesus. But then, when an authority like Nicodemus questioned the procedure, they silenced him with a non-argument. The reasons they voiced were masking the real ones: fear, pride, faithlessness, and hardness of heart. Now, isn't it true that at times a good cause will be left aside simply because many voices are raised against it? Now, it's understandable that outlandish or questionable things will awaken rejection. But words that come from God, given our ingrained resistance to conversion, will also be met with skepticism and indignation. So the fact that such is the emotional reaction to both kinds of things doesn't justify not looking into them. We need to be critical of those quick feelings of rejection and see where they come from. So can you identify the voices that arise in your reason and in your sensibility in both camps, for Jesus and against him, for what he says and against what he says? How does the Holy Spirit argue with you to bring you to side with Christ?